This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chicago, boom, boom, out go the lights. It's hot in Phoenix, but it is scorching on the hill. It was all about grilling the FBI director. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, just a snapshot of what we're going to talk about here right off of the get-go of this show, off the blocks. And then coming up, we've got the Man Cave, plus a couple of great authors, Joe Smoke, talking about trauma and how that affected her life and what you can learn from that, and some great biz advice from Richard Sierra. But before we get there, let's talk about Christopher Wray. Let's talk about the FBI and the fact that the Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee really did grill the FBI director over accusations that the agency is politicized, telling him that the American people, yep, have lost faith in the Bureau. Here's what Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana said. All of our constituents are demanding that we get this situation under control, and we have to do that. This is about whether the very system of justice in our country can be trusted anymore. Evidence is mounting, he added, that the FBI is being used as a political tool against parents in the homes of conservative political opponents are being raided. Meanwhile, Ray, for his part, responded and said when he was asked about, for example, the internet and if conservative sources were being pulled off the internet, he said, "What I would say is the FBI is not in the business of moderating content or causing any social media company to suppress or censor. That's not what the court has found at all." And then the other, heated moment, there were a couple of them, but one of the other heated moments was in talking about Hunter Biden. Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida questioned Ray about Hunter Biden and started with a message where the president's son threatened a Chinese business partner and told him his father was there with him. Gaetz said, "You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you?" And went on to say, "You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown. Everybody knows you won't answer it, because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is, and your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you." And Ray, of course, rejected the accusation and said that he perjured himself in front of a prior Senate Judiciary Committee hearing over the exact numbers because he didn't have the information. So they went back and forth and round like that. And at one point, Ray said, "Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come to work for us and devote their lives to work for us is over 100%, over 100%. Because Gaetz went on to talk about the fact that the FBI should just be disbanded, that there shouldn't be an FBI. And then there was another moment about the what happened on January 6th. And Ray just responded to that after some of the other things, because there was an accusation that the FBI was involved in January 6th, and he said, "This is just ludicrous crap to claim the FBI was involved in January 6th. So it was smoking hot, the war of words, all throughout the hallway. You could hear it, from what I understand from a friend of mine that was up there in the chambers when some of that was going on, outside the chambers anyway, when that was happening. Tornadoes in Chicago, meanwhile, a much different story there. So you think about tornadoes, and I guess now tornadoes certainly can appear anywhere. We've seen that. And in the Midwest, you do get tornadoes. But there was a big alert that was pumped out about watch out, because the tornadoes have hit And it really was at the airport. It started at 7:30 in the evening, and it went all the way until mornings and whatnot, all the way until 10 o'clock at night. The tornado that touched down near O'Hare Airport on Wednesday night was pretty bad. It ripped up some homes and whatnot in that area, and it just started to move east. And they told people, of course, seek shelter in the area. And the area was pretty big, and a lot of different suburbs right there centered around O'Hare. The tornado was issued for Cook County, Des Plaines, etc. You get the idea. And radar showed that the rotation was kept on going, and then it would stop, and then it would go. So there were a bunch of cells that were certainly out there. No report, lots of reports of damages and tons of power out. At one point, 10,000 customers without power after the Wednesday storm. Some of that has been restored, but there are still some people that don't have power in surrounding counties, like even Cook County in Chicago, or Kane County, or DuPage County, because of the storm and because of the tornadoes in some cases. So while you have tornadoes going on in Chicago, you have this craziness with ocean temperatures. A lot of people taking vacations in the great state of Florida, but some of them feel like they're in a bathtub. I was out on a boat on Sunday, and a rope got caught in the motor of the boat that I was on when we were docking. And so one of the guys jumped off the boat to just untangle it and check it, all that sort of stuff. I was a little bit afraid. But when he jumped in, he said, "Whoa, this is like a hot bathtub." And that's what it's being described as, 97 degrees because of the heat. So it's scorching in the water, which you got so many people that go to the Sunshine State, of course, because they want to get cooled off, be there on the beach. And yeah, they're not getting cooled off. It'd be cooler to stay in a plunge pool where you just have bags and bags of ice than jump into the ocean waters anywhere in the state of Florida right now. So while that's happening, it's probably the same for the people in Phoenix and Tucson and the Southwest. You know, the big thing that's going is these plunge pools that are supposed to help you, not only help your physical being, but supposedly help you mentally, and they're flying off the shelves like hotcakes. Well, if it's 120 degrees with a very hot blazing sun, and they tell you that you've got these excessive heat warnings from 10 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, and most outdoor activity is dangerous. I got to think that a lot of the people in most of the parts of Arizona are heeding that advice and not out there trying to do a half marathon or hiking or doing things that maybe they would do when it wasn't quite as hot. I keep saying this, but you see these stories about heat stroke and people that get nauseous because of the heat, and so much is tied to the fact that you just can't get enough liquids. You got to get more of those liquids, the water, drinking the Gatorade, whatever it is. All right, coming up next, speaking of Gatorade, because Gatorade and sports go together, we're going to the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
That I got up early to watch Chris Eubanks, the young American, take on Daniil Medvedev in the world of tennis. We had a little bit of Chris on this show about 4 months ago when we were in Miami. He broke through into the top 100. And man, guys, this is so cool. This Georgia Tech alum is the nicest kid, the nicest guy. And here he was starting to do a little broadcasting because he wasn't breaking through enough. He turned pro in 2017. He was trying to figure it all out. And at the time that we talked to him, along with a couple of other reporters, he was so emotional because he had cracked the top 100. Well, now he's 34th in the world, or he's going to be 34th or somewhere in there because officially he's 43rd. But the 6-7 really thunderous, incredible forehand of Eubanks did so well to make it to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. He lost in 6 sets, and what a joy to watch him. And that prize money is going to go up, and certainly in endorsements. And to see an American get that far is pretty exciting. The women also had an American in the quarterfinals, and it was Madison Keys. She was beaten by Aryna Sabalenka 6-2, 6-4, so it was straight sets. But for her to get that far and play the way that she did, very, very exciting. It's interesting because now we're starting to see, maybe we're having a few Americans that are breaking through. Tennis is so dominated by, I think has been dominated at least in getting to the finals and the quarterfinals and the semifinals and then the finals by Europeans and Russians, etc.
And it's like I said, it was pretty exciting to see Chris Eubanks. So congratulations to him. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports? It's almost like ESPN forces you to talk about it because it's now been 30-plus years, but they have this thing called the ESPYs. It's such a brilliant marketing ploy, isn't it? You just come up with the idea like, hey, we're talking about sports and everybody watches us, so why not highlight it and have the best players and teams and moments in the sports world and make it a big deal? So it was smart of them. The best athlete in men's sports, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, for example. The best play, Justin Jefferson with what they called the catch of the century. And, of course, we're talking about Minnesota Vikings wide receiver. And it was pretty amazing if you think about the season, too, that the Vikings had last year. Then there was the best comeback athlete, Jamal Murray from the Denver Nuggets. I'm not going to go through the whole crazy list, but I'll just give you pepper through a few of them. Also, you had best college athlete, men's sports, Caleb Williams, USC football. You had Caitlin Clark, Iowa, women's basketball. Really a joy to watch her, right? Best college athlete, women's sports. Shohei Ohtani from the Angels, best MLB player, best tennis player, Novak Djokovic, who has a chance to win another record-setting Wimbledon. We'll see. He has to get to the finals first, but it's almost stamped that he'll get there. And then one last one. The last one is, especially because soccer is coming back around, the World Cup Soccer for Women, the Courage Award went to U.S. Women's National Soccer, the team, the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. And you think of that whole fight for pay, you know, more pay, etc. And the timing is perfect for that because, like I said, World Cup is coming our way very, very soon, in a day or two. All right, let's talk about football for a second. First of all, I'm just going to give a shout out. So this Netflix is doing a series on quarterbacks, and they picked three quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes was one of them. Then there were two other quarterbacks. I don't want to spoil the whole thing for everybody, but it's pretty good stuff. If you like to see behind what's happening in a season, this is pretty, pretty revealing. I think it's going to get better as it goes along. So, in other words, I like it, just like I like the F1 series, and that got me more into a different form of auto racing. So back to the NFL. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about training camps because knock, knock, they're coming up soon. And speaking of knocking, the NFL picked the Jets to be on Hard Knocks. Wow, interesting, because think of the quarterback that they have now, Aaron Rodgers. So wonder how much camera access he'll allow. But supposedly they get a lot of access to any of the players, the newbies, the ones trying to make the team, you know, once the team agrees, it becomes that thing that there is access. I guess they can't completely force the player to have access they don't want in their personal life, but pretty interesting. And you have the Giants linebacker who is now sidelined supposedly after surgery. Jarrod Davis had knee surgery. He's going to miss a ton of time. He was signed off the Lions practice squad late last season. He was active for one game. Then he started a pair of postseason deals, you know, contests for the Giants. And the knee deal is always iffy. He's been in 68 career games, has 344 career tackles, and certainly the Giants would say they really want him on the field, but you got to be able to get that knee as to 100% before you put a linebacker in that situation. So he'll be sitting out a lot of those drills at training camp, and who knows what the timeline will be for him to jump back into the fray. LeBron James. There's always conversation about LeBron James if we jump to hoops in the off season. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about the NBA again. And he's always asked about retirement. And he says that he's pondered it, especially after the Lakers' playoff sweep by the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. But if he keeps playing, which I think he plays next season, he'll become just the sixth player in NBA history to play in his 21st season or beyond. That's huge. I mean, that's like a great trivia question. Who are the others? Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Garnett, Robert Parrish, Kevin Willis, and Vince Carter. They had 22. And he said, I don't care how many points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. Is the real question is, can I play without cheating this game? And he said if he can't give everything on the floor, that's the day he's just done. And he said, luckily, because he won an ESPY, so he said in his speech, lucky for you, that day is not today. So he's going to be 39 in December. 39 years old. And then there was all that talk that his son, Bronny Jr., who's going to be a freshman at USC, that what if they could play together and that would be a final season for him. But that's, who knows, that's iffy. I love that he said that he had, when he can't bring it, he's not bringing it. Like, no matter what gossip is out there, that's it. He's not doing it. There's no reason to make that happen. Porzingis has reasons to smile. He's a little richer. He signed a 2-year, $60 million extension with the Celts. He was, Kristaps Porzingis was incredibly helpful to the Celts, and they wanted to keep him under contract through the 25-26 season, so they made the pot sweeter. And that was what I just said, the $60 million that gets clumped in there. This is 2 weeks plus after Porzingis exercised his $36 million option for the 23-24 season to be included in a three-team trade to the Celts that included guard Marcus Smart's exit to the Grizzlies. And, again, I think what he can add, you know, that's kind of the, if he's physically there, it's kind of the best years maybe for him. 7-footer, very, very versatile. All right, we're closing the man cave. Joe Smoke coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An estimated 70 million Americans are still coping with extreme heat. Forecasters say the blistering heat wave is expected to continue next week as a high pressure dome from Texas moves westward. Search and recovery efforts continue in Pennsylvania, where 5 people were killed and 2 children are still missing after flash flooding in the Philadelphia area. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours Saturday evening. Former President Trump says there are some good people running against him for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the former president acknowledged some of the Republican candidates could have a role in his administration if he's elected. It took almost 5 hours for Carlos Alcaraz to end the reign of Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon, winning a 5-set thriller. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be speaking with Recovery Rider. Her book, Letters from a Trauma Survivor, I think is so vital for so many people that in this audience, so many people have reached out to me. I've seen it all over the place, keeping secrets inside and what it does to people and how they're victimized by this. And this book, I think, is so significant and has, in a way, answers to, I believe, what a lot of people are struggling with. So, Recovery, welcome to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And what was it that made you write this book? What was the motivation?
Hey, Kate. Yes. Thank you for having me. The motivation was really to search for healing for myself and to be a voice for those who may not have a voice in the midst of trauma.
Yeah, and so for you, how hard was it to find that voice? I mean, what were the things that you were carrying around that were just weighing you down?
A lifelong history of trauma. It took many years of therapy and a lot of studies on boundaries and things to be able to have the courage to even articulate some of the trauma I've lived through, like sexual abuse, physical abuse. I've had someone try to murder me. Just some like gaslighting from family members and things. It's an overwhelming amount of trauma and trauma styles that I've lived through. And I used artwork to illustrate through like a tornado, which is also in my book, about kind of drawing it out through a tornadoes, a lot of the traumas that I've been through, just to help express and get it out.
Wow. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, even just one of the things that you mentioned happening to somebody is traumatic, but to have all of that, from even the gaslighting, the sexual abuse and all the other things that happen, as you said, therapy. How did you know when you started to feel like you were coming out maybe on the other side?
It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But it takes time, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the amount of time it takes, but, I just kept with it. And I have and feel more freedom from it. I just have been able to let go of some of it. I, you know, some of it still kind of lingers around a little bit, but, I have so much more freedom from it, and I'm very thankful for that. But it takes a lot of different things and avenues, like such as like not just therapy, but proper nutrition, good sleep hygiene, good boundaries. You know, I have dogs that are a great support to me. So like a huge variety of just things that I do to try to apply to help with my recovery, and what I've lived through.
And what would you tell somebody that's listening right now that's struggling with this? I would say, one, get your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, because then you know what it's like and what somebody else has gone through. But the nutrition, wow, that's so huge, right? And the sleep, because you're troubled and you can't sleep. And the boundaries. And boundaries are probably hard to set when you've been traumatized. Am I correct?
They are. They're hard. I mean, I never learned boundaries growing up. I had to learn boundaries in adulthood. And just like learning what they are and like kind of the definition of it and how to apply them and then try to apply them in life. It is challenging, but very worth the studying and the applying them, just not only to other people, but also just for myself, you know, not, you know, having boundaries with myself, not, I've, you know, struggled with emotional eating, and trying to comfort myself with food. And so I've had to learn not to do that, because it just negatively impacts me too much. So, where at one point in my life I was 100 pounds overweight, and I've had to like work hard to lose that weight. I got other physical health problems because of that. So I had to learn how to set boundaries with myself too, and not spend money that's not within my budget. But also I had to cut, toxic people out of my life, and have appropriate boundaries with them, and know that the word no is okay to use, even if it's a complete sentence by itself. You don't have to explain it. You know, I can say no to even good things, because sometimes there's a lot of good things that we can't do everything. So it's okay to say no.
So it's interesting too, and I know this would resonate with people listening, and again, the book is Letters from a Trauma Survivor. We're speaking with Recovery Rider, and you talk about the boundary, you talk about the no, you talk about toxic people, and who among us doesn't have toxic people around them, and what does that do to you? It just keeps pulling at you, doesn't it?
It does. It really... before I cut some of the toxic people out of my life, which includes people in my family, I kept just drowning in hurt and could never like get beyond things. And I finally learned that even though it felt like I wasn't loving them, I still could love them, but them not have them in my life. Like, it really was heartbreaking, to come to that, but it was, there's so much more freedom now, where they chose not to make any changes for the better and for good health, in relationship wise anyway. And until they make those choices, like they're going to stay out of my life if they ever make the choices, you know, they have, I had to like even not tell them where I live or, had my phone number. Like, I basically left it at they could have my email address, which a few family members had to get blocked because they broke the boundaries. But I gave them the choices and the options, you know, and chances. But there's a point where I had to just cut ties because it was so unhealthy for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting when people people look at your book and they read your book, we're not going to tell them everything, but what will they learn? What will they find out about as they progress through the book?
There, even though there's a lot of trauma and a lot of hard things that I've said just about that's happened to me, there is hope. There are, like, some very positive people that have done some great things in my life, and I'm very thankful for that. So they're, you know, it's hard. I hope it's relatable to people, and I really hope for everyone's sake that y'all haven't had to live through what I have. And if you have, there is hope. Don't give up hope. I've been there where I felt completely hopeless. But there is hope. So there, through a lot of different avenues. So don't give up hope.
Wow, I like that hashtag, don't give up hope. I love that you mentioned the dogs, too, because dogs are therapeutic, aren't they?
They are, for sure. And I have an English lab. Her name's Daisy, and she is in the book. She is going to boarding school in August to be trained as a service dog for me. So I'm just thankful for that opportunity, and that is a huge support for people with PTSD to have service dogs. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah, so that's one way that you continue to take care of yourself. And you talked about the nutrition and how important that was. And you also mentioned therapy. Was it tough to make that leap to go to therapy? And then what was that like? Because you have to unpack everything.
It is hard. It is hard to talk to therapists, and it's hard to even just articulate sometimes some of the things that I've lived through. But it is worth it, especially if you find a great therapist that you have good rapport with. Sometimes it takes more than one try, and that's okay. You can always, you may not always make that connection on the first try. But you can, there's so many different types and styles of therapists out there that are very, well equipped and trained. So don't give up. Even if the first one doesn't work out, there's other options, out there. And once you find that good therapist that really is, very good at their job, you know, very good at listening, very good at helping you dig through some of the trauma and stuff, and very good at helping just teach, you know, about boundaries or regulating emotions or what even emotions are, things that I had to learn, like, in adulthood. It's really worth it. It's hard. Sometimes, like, I had to get a little bit worse to get better, basically, because I have to feel those emotions. I had to feel and talk about the hard stuff, and it kind of makes me a little bit, it made me a little bit worse, but in the end it made me better. So, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's a hard process, but worth it. Yeah, worse to get better. Okay, Letters from a Trauma Survivor Recovery Writer. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as we keep mentioning. And before we go, tell us your website.
Yes, my real name is Joe Smoke. So my website is www.joe, that's J-O, smoke, smoak.com. And you can find Letters from a Trauma Survivor. It links you to Amazon directly. And I have another book called Boundaries by Millie. It's a children's book that teaches children about boundaries through the life of a donkey, that's recently come out also. So I was inspired to write that book just because I never got to learn boundaries as a kid, and I hope it helps other kids too. So I have that on there too.
Excellent. Joe, thank you so much for coming on again. We appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hi,
this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So I am so excited to introduce you to our next guest because I think he's going to be incredibly helpful to so many in this audience. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's an attorney. His name is Richard Sierra, and his book, it's a perfect title, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Who doesn't want to avoid business mistakes? Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, boy, we've talked to a lot of lawyers here on Author's Corner on America Tonight, but I think you have really nailed the equation. And that's saying something because I do come from a family of lawyers too. So your language is very explicit. It's simple. It's easy to understand. What have you seen is one of the biggest problems that so many business owners face when they go into business?
I think the one of the biggest problems that I see is that business owners, they tend to do things on their own. And business owners, by nature, are problem solvers. But one of the key common mistakes that I see is that they go into lease agreements, commercial leases, without having an attorney review those leases beforehand, and they just begin their business at a disadvantage. Leases are really written for the benefit of the landlord, and there are just so many different charges that are included in a lease that if they do not understand what they're getting into, at the end they're going to run into some legal problems.
Yeah, and that can be from the length of the lease to things that happen, common things with AC, right?
Yes, I mean, what happened, there are different types of commercial leases, and a lot of them are like 25 pages long. They're written by a very well-skilled attorneys, again, for the benefit of their landlords. But one of the things that I try to focus, and I mentioned this in the book, is like, go to the various charges that their business owner is going to be responsible for. For instance, the maintenance of what are you going to be responsible for once you sign on that lease. So you go into a small commercial retail space, for instance, and the prior landlord, the prior tenant was there maybe for 5 years. The AC maybe have 10 years of life, and then you go in there, you sign a 10-year lease. Most likely that AC will have to be replaced at some point within your lease term. So you have to make sure that you negotiate with the landlord. What's going to happen with that AC? Am I going to be responsible for, or will you be replacing that AC when it goes out?
And it's interesting because I think I obviously know the motivation, but what really drove you to decide, hey, I'm going to write this book?
I saw, you know, I've been now in practice for 18 years, and I've spoken to a few thousand business owners throughout my career. And what I saw, a lot of the problems were repeated, were the same type of issues. Whether they signed a contract without speaking with an attorney, they didn't understand the terms, they went into a partnership with someone without a oral agreement and not a written document, they defended a lawsuit on their own. So I say, you know what, I think if I can reach a larger audience with the book and maybe if I can save $10,000, a few hundred thousand dollars for a business owner by avoiding this landmine that at some point a business owner is going to face, then I've accomplished my job.
Yeah, and there you go. And it's perfect, too, for even your own clients, but for people that are listening to this show, and I said this at the beginning, and I know there are so many, Richard, that fall into this trap because they've sent me emails about it. There are some really great things that you mention in the book and ways to forecast what could happen, because that's the whole idea. There's another, we're going to give them one more thing that's really big, and I've fallen into this trap, I have to admit. What happens when someone close to you, your best buddy, someone in your family, they got a great, you have a great idea. Oh, they want to help you. You want to get together. Let's do this. It's the Wild West. What happens with partnerships?
Partnership disputes is kind of a core central part of my practice. People go with greatest intentions going into partnerships. What I see here is that people do not put it in writing. A lot of oral agreements. They transfer money without understanding what other responsibilities are. And many times when you have partners that do not have their duties and responsibilities and obligations, more importantly, limitations in writing, that's when you're going to run into problems, misunderstandings that take place. And then ultimately they end up in an attorney's office and then a lawsuit begins. So the best thing is, you know, get it in writing. Even if it's a one-page document, you better do it in writing than do it in oral agreement.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which is so easy to get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them?
What I want to take out of the book is that, you know, a business is a journey, and you're going to run into situations along the way that you were not expecting. And some of them might be minor, but some of them may require some legal intervention. So if the book might give you some of those red flags that you might face along the way, hopefully you will not face all of them. That would be a really bad year. But if you face one or two and then you say, you know what, I read about this in this book, maybe I can get a lawyer. And if it keeps you up at night, it's time to call an attorney.
You know what, and that's kind of a good question to ask you as well, because as you said, you've been practicing for 18 years, you've seen thousands of people. If someone's looking for an attorney, it'd be great if they could go to you, but you can only represent so many people in your area. But what would you suggest they do when they're looking for an attorney? How do you find a good attorney?
An attorney, especially for business owners, the attorney has to be able to understand and relate to business owners. So, you know, having that experience is significant because the business owners work with limited budgets. They work with a lot of stress. So you need to find an attorney that understands what a business owner goes through to relate to you, to be able to help you solve the problem as fast and efficiently as possible. You do not want to get into a long, drawn-out legal battle with anyone. It's just not cost-effective.
Yeah, and you don't want to end up in court, right? It's always messy when it goes to court.
Yes. Litigation is something that you want to avoid at all costs. Sometimes you have to go into litigation. If you can avoid it and solve the problem, that you're better off that way.
For you, what was it like writing this book? Was it challenging? Was it cathartic? Did it just feel good to get it out there?
I feel good. It's been 10 years in the making. And as I gained more experience, I was able to add more anecdotes and also a different perspective as well. And some of the mistakes I made myself along the way. I'm a small business owner myself. So it was very helpful, and I'm getting great feedback from my clients. They're excited when I sign a book for them and send it to them. So it's been a great experience.
For you and in all these different people that you've represented, is there one story, and I'm sure you have a bunch of them, you feel really good that you really kind of rescued the person from ending up spending more money and getting deeper into the stress and whatnot?
Yes, I met a couple during COVID that were going to buy a home health agency. They wanted to do like a nursing recruitment agency. They're basically going to take the money out of the 401k. And as I kept talking to them, asking them, you know, this is your first business? They said yes. And they didn't have a business plan. And they were going to basically take all their savings and invest in a business that most likely would have failed, but for the consultation that they had with me. And I said, go back and do a business plan, do a financial analysis, make sure you have the cash requirements to support the business, and look at the challenges, and then come back to me and then decide whether or not you want to pursue this. And they, you know, I was able to talk them out of that bad business, and then now they bought something else. So I felt very good about that.
Yeah, and that's, you brought up something I think that's also really good to remind people, and you've probably seen this a lot. You gave them great advice, business plan. I mean, how many people don't really do the due diligence? Because it's true. You get excited. Someone says, hey, we can get this snow cone truck, and there's thousands of people in the neighborhoods that are going to come out. But then it's the cost. It's you dumping money into it from a 401k. That happens a lot.
Yes. And people have to be careful. I mean, again, you go to the franchise shows and they have great opportunities, but people have to understand that you have to look out for yourself and you have to have advisors that look out for you because they're there for a reason. They're going to sell you a franchise. They will give you a lease agreement. They're not there to protect you. They have greatest intentions. They're not doing anything wrong, but it's up to you to protect yourself with the right advisors.
Yeah, so it's, I think that one thing that we've learned here for sure is get a lawyer, definitely ask questions.
Yes, absolutely.
And get this book because it'll help anybody in this listening audience. Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Richard Sierra, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.